Hello, this podcast looks at seafarers' families and how they are influenced by their partner's career at sea. Recent research tried to gain a deeper insight into the effect seafaring as an occupation has on the partner staying at home. Negative effects of separation emerged as the most strongly represented theme. A range of issues relating to separation were identified: loneliness, overload with domestic duties, and care for children, etc. Other negative aspects relate to fear caused by risks and stresses in seafaring, subordination of one's own job or career, and lack of understanding and support from family and friends. Still, participants also reported a range of positive aspects of the dual life, such as financial security, growth of the loving relationship, full commitment from their partner during days off, the benefits of the seafarer's job satisfaction for the relationship, and having time for one's own growth during the partner's absence. Welcome to Sailor Society's Regional Manager for Wellness at Sea India, Dr. Deepti Mankad. Hi, Deepti. So tell me, how does having a seafarer in the family affect relationships?
Yes, I do belong to a family where my father has been a master mariner for 40 years. So yes, definitely the time he started sailing, the contract periods used to be pretty long, sometimes 11 months, sometimes a year as well. So definitely it affects relationships because the closest relationship which we share with as a father or as a husband to my mom, definitely the long distance relationships become quite challenging. Of course, today the technology is advanced, but still working on board with the kind of profession they are in, remaining in touch with the family is quite difficult. So obviously when you're not aware of what is happening on board, they are not aware of what's happening back home, and the entire household then depends on the wife who takes care of the children, who takes care of all the possible things which needs to go on in surviving and living a normal life. So it affects the relationship because that physical bond, of course, is missing when you're apart. But the emotional connect is there. But like I said, when it is long distance relationship, being in touch regularly, seeing him physically, he being a part of, you know, the functions of the children at school, family events. So there are many such important things and events in our life, which when you're a seafarer, you have to sacrifice. So that somewhere does affect the way the family looks into it, the wife looks into it. So there's a point where they, you know, when the understanding is less, it definitely affects the way families look at each other when it comes to seafaring profession.
I mean, we hear perhaps quite a lot about the challenges that seafarers face away at sea. But, you know, can you look at some of the sort of common experiences and challenges for the one who has to stay behind?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I have lived that life myself, so I can definitely tell you the challenges which comes about. So the first challenge is, of course, when you're in the family, you have to take care of the parents, the children. You have to take care of their schooling, their studies, and especially when the woman is a working woman herself, when she's back home, this becomes quite a mammoth task, where she has to take care of the banking, she has to take care of household chores, she has to take care of everything what happens in school of the children, the parents, and, you know, any medical emergencies. So she has to be on the toes all the time. And then that is when you miss, you know, your spouse the most. So many a times, you know, suppose, like, I'll give you an example. So I had a counseling session with one of the families, and she said that the children, when they enter the adolescent age, you know, when they're teenagers, they have this rebellious kind of thing. And that becomes very challenging for a mother alone to handle at times. And the father is back on sea. He's not knowing exactly what is happening. So the whole onus of how the children are performing at school, what are they doing career-wise, how are things at home, everything comes on to the wife, you know, which I feel is a bit unfair. So I think that is the biggest challenge, where everything she has to handle. And so multitasking becomes quite an exhausting experience for the, you know, wife who's back home.
You talked about sort of the distance and just how difficult that can be, really, for both people in the relationship. But what are some of the common issues that seafarers face in their family relationships?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is the time difference, which one has to always keep in mind. So when your husband is back at sea and when he's sailing, definitely you cannot call at the time where you feel you want to speak all the time. And nor will he be able to take your call or attend to your messages whenever we want him to attend. So the first challenge comes with the time difference, because sometimes, you know, you want to talk, but you cannot talk. The second issue comes of the connectivity issue. So it's not possible that you can have every day, you can expect that, you know, you're going to have nice talks every day and you can connect every day, because when ships sail, there are some areas where internet connectivity can be an issue. So the second thing which I would say would be the connectivity issue, you know. And then, of course, because they are having a profession where it's high risk, the woman back home may not understand that why is it that he is not being able to remove some quality time in order to connect with us or do a video call or, you know, kind of just be a part of some celebration back home. So sometimes we've also found misunderstandings getting created because, you know, the woman back home starts feeling that he is ignoring me. He does not feel the same. Well, that's not true. It's just that the profession demands certain things. And so it's not possible to connect with each other whenever we feel like to connect, you know. So I think that's the biggest challenge which they face.
Yeah, it's easy to see how these issues would arise, isn't it, with a situation like that. Can you give some examples, though, of perhaps of seafarers that you've worked with who've been able to overcome these problems and how they've done that?
Yes, so definitely. When we have sessions with the seafarers and then they come across such an issue. So I think one thing which worked out for some of them was that they decided that we will at least text you and we will try and connect with you. And we take photographs and we share photographs over the social media, I mean, the WhatsApp, or we can send it across. Another thing which has also worked, I think, for seafarers, where I remember one of them, he said that I started maintaining a diary. And he used to write to his wife every day a letter and keep it. And so whenever he could pass it on, if somebody's signing off, he used to send it across. Though it's a conventional way, but it has such a deep emotional connect when you receive a letter and you're able to actually read what your partner has written. So I think one way of connecting is letters. Even today, I feel that has a deep emotional connect when you receive one. And there was another captain, young captain, so first-time captain, he had a lot of responsibility. And his wife was somewhere not able to understand, and they had these issues, they had arguments. And I told him, you need to work it out because this is going to be long distance, you know. And he started actually recording videos on his phone where he's talking to her. And whenever they used to get the connectivity, he used to pass on those videos over WhatsApp. So the time where they could not connect on the phone, at least those videos used to reach to her. And that started making her feel special. And she started doing the same. And then they realized how important it is to, you know, just be connected with each other, be it any form, whether it is call, whether it's videos. So there are ways in which one can connect, remembering important days, you know, of the family and the events. And if you could organize something, even though you're at ship, or send a surprise gift, or send some bouquet of flowers. And so these have worked out. These strategies and techniques have worked out. Videos being, I think, have worked out fantastically.
I love the videos and the diary idea. Those are really great. Are there any other tips that you have that you could give seafarers about keeping relationships healthy during their career at sea?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is whether she's a homemaker or whether she's a working woman, I think it's very important to set priorities. That is very important. So when the husband is back at ship, I think it's important. The first tip I can give you is to stay connected, but it should not be, and it should be unconditional. It should not be that you expect him to message you, call you every day. That understanding should be there. Another tip, which I generally tell seafarers who are married to, you know, their spouse and who are not aware of the life at sea, is to sometimes record what they are doing at sea and send it across so that they are able to empathize and they're able to understand what exactly the life of seafarers on board is. So that is another tip which I would like to give. Share with your spouse what you're doing on board. Because if you don't share it, she's never going to know how you're living, what are you doing. And so that understanding does not come. So that is one thing which I think they can do, that is sharing their work videos with them in order to realize what they're doing. I think third thing which I feel works very well is to try and remember certain days and plan out certain special occasions and talk to your spouse about it. And I think one very important tip which I would like to give, whether it is a seafarer or the spouse, is that when you talk, whenever you call, try and talk about good things, positive things, rather than always complaining about things, you know. So this is something which I tell all the wives as well, that when you're calling, you'll have to be speaking for, say, 10, 15 minutes and make the best of it. So share happy talks so that, you know, even your husband looks forward to talk to you again. But if you keep complaining about things and you keep cribbing about it, then he will always be disheartened and, you know, he'll be in tension. So he'll not call you. So it's very important that whenever you speak, no matter how much you speak, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, try and make it as a quality talk. Talk about future. Talk about how you'll miss each other. Talk about what you can plan to do when you'll meet up together, maybe a vacation. Talk about the good things about your kids, which they are doing. So I think happy talks are very, very important. And it keeps both of them really, really happy. So I think these are a few things which one can do.
That's some really interesting and useful tips there for all of us. I think, Deepti, thank you so much.